What's up?
I mean, yeah, what is? What's going on?
Boy turned 30.
Why are you dressed like this?
It's my birthday!
No, I understand.
I'm going to a very nice, luxurious dinner.
I understand, but you look like you came in here to kill me.
Well, we'll see how the episode goes. It just might have to.
All right.
Had to be fresh.
Had to be fresh. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
I mean, I said happy birthday today.
Yeah, yeah. But like, you know, like,
don't try to do that and make me look like an asshole.
I need some pizzazz.
You need pizzazz? Happy birthday!
Yes.
How's that?
You know what I hate when people go, happy birthday to you. I don't like that one.
Yeah, me neither.
Stick to regular happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's fine. I hate that. You big birthday guy? I wasn't confident.
No, I'm really not a big birthday guy.
You don't like birthdays?
No, I really don't. Because here's why. I don't like, as much as you people might think if this is a lie, I don't like to be the center of attention, like going out.
Right.
Like if we go, like, I don't want everyone to come to like a social event because of me.
Why not?
Because I feel like...
Like who am I?
Yeah. Like, I'd much rather go to somebody else's birthday party than my own, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, usually on my birthdays, like, I'm sober, and, like, it's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then other people's birthdays, I'm, like, blacking out and throwing up in a boot.
That's what I'm saying, and it's, like, you gotta go away to, like, go out of your way to make plans and shit, and, like, reserve a place. Like, I don't want to do all that. Like, I'm going out tonight, I'm having a nice fucking dinner, and I'm chilling.
You're turtlenecking very hard right now.
Fucking fresh, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fresh as shit.
And I already know that the carpet matches the drapes.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Two turtlenecks.
Deep dark.
Two turtle doves.
This one right here is the first sweater underneath here.
Yeah.
Just need a little reinforcement because it's cold as shit in New York.
Oh, you have two sweaters on?
No, it's just in my chest hair.
Oh, that's what you meant. Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. Not everyone can be a hairless wonder like you, my friend.
I'm not a hairless wonder. I got a little pepper.
You have like a little pepper. We've seen it before.
Look at that. Look at my pepper.
Do you have nip hair?
Oh, yeah.
You have, that's like,
it's like long scientist hair.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, mad scientists when they got like,
yeah. You ever thought about like, clipping your,
you know,
nips?
You know that doll from Rugrats?
Yes. Angelica.
No. That's the girl's name. The other one, Cynthia. The fucked up side of her head. Those are my nipples. Look.
You have like Homer Simpson hairs? Yeah. Yeah. Those are like Homer's.
You know what I'm saying?
Why would you not clip those nips?
How, with what? With
just,
like a,
yeah, just buzz them.
I don't know. I should. But I haven't. My chest hair stain. I think it gives me some character.
I'm very jealous of like your manscaping. Like, it's low maintenance.
Well, I just don't get a lot of it.
Yeah, I need like reinforcements. I need all kinds of shave creams,
machinery,
all types of stuff. Heavy machinery too.
Yeah.
Like I can't, like, that shit has to be fully charged. Can't go half battery with the buzzer. I'm fucked.
You know, that's actually a real thing. Like, I'm laughing, but I know
it's true.
Even for me, my buzzer, when it's like your buzzer just kind of gives up on you sometimes when it's low battery. It's just kind of like.
You can hear it.
But usually
too.
It's like full battery. It's like, cut your face.
That's the worst part because it's like, it starts pulling and it always dies at the moment when you're like, I need you the most.
Yeah.
It's good.
And then it's over.
Fuck!
And you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah, man. And I'm having my beard's grown back too. So it's like, you know?
Yeah, that's all anyone ever talked about was your beard.
I know. Just, guys, let it go. It grows back.
First it was my hair in that...
Jesus.
First it was my hair in that Santa Gato Studios video.
I don't know what that was about.
That was very strange.
Can I say something?
I will, because this is going to get weird. I didn't want to talk about it. But anyway.
No, I want to talk about it. I was very upset by it.
So I put out a video on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Santa Gato Studios. A lot of good content on there. Me and Danny just reacted to childbirth, which is interesting. I did a video with Frankie where we just sit on the couch, we have a glass of whiskey, and we just kind of just bullshit, you know?
Whiskey talks. Great fucking show.
I had just gotten a haircut that morning, so I took a shower.
Yeah.
And then I just sat on the couch.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what is this hair? Joe, we need to talk about your hair? Dude, you went from third grade to second grade. You regressed. And it's like, I just didn't put it, like, now. I don't have anything in my hair.
I don't have anything in my hair right now either.
I'm just sitting. Can I just sit, you fucking psychos?
The thing I don't get is that it's like the bandwagon comment section.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, they said something about his hair. Now let's all talk about his hair.
Everyone.
They did it about my beard.
Yeah.
I understand.
And everyone,
it's gonna grow back. If you listen to the episode,
you know why.
You know why I don't
Everyone's
have
like,
it.
Yo, why is Danny's fit? It's like, because we talked about it in the first 5 seconds of this fucking
episode.
If
you listen to the show, You will understand that.
You will get your answer.
Nobody wants to have a bald face.
No, I mean, some people do. Some people look good with it, but they got chiseled jaws and like hard abs, and they're like have a Mediterranean tan. Yeah, but we're not those guys.
Can't do that yet. Can't do that. Probably won't ever be able to do that.
Oh, no, you won't.
You know what I mean?
Me neither.
It's a lifestyle having a beard.
Yeah, what?
Because it needs upkeep. You can't just get crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I try to make it look, you know, I keep downkeep. Like below, I just do this.
Yeah.
Everything else I just let go. Just do your stuff.
You ever get like the breakout stuff here?
Yeah, look at me. First of all, that's another thing. In all the comments of my videos, everyone's like, "Ooh, Joe's got a hickey." I'm 26.
Yeah. Anything getting sucked on.
Why would I get a hickey?
Yeah, anything's getting sucked on, it's going to be that pin.
Yeah, my fucking penis is getting sucked. Yeah. Not my neck.
If a girl started...
What is that going to do for me?
If a girl started sucking my neck now, I'd stop her.
Yes. I've never got a hickey in my life.
Now people are going to be wondering why I'm wearing a turtleneck. Yeah, I don't have any hickeys.
Yeah, you got to prove. You got to prove what you're doing here.
Yo, I'll be honest with you. This is my first ever turtleneck. I feel the fuck out of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
They're going to be... more.
No, I mean,
I think it needs to be combined with something. Yeah, like just a turtleneck, you're like Steve Jobs in it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This and like I had a denim jacket on before, which was fly too. The gold makes it pop too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, if you're just gonna wear a turtleneck with like no sweater, cardigan, jacket, open, whatever. I don't know.
So like,
I feel like you would need like one of those laser pointers, like on our next slide. Like you're one of those guys.
I think you. Yeah. I think you look good in a turtleneck though.
Me?
You do have a brolic neck, so it might make you look jacked.
My neck is huge.
Yeah, like make your traps look big. You just got to roll on them.
My neck is like 16 and a half. I got measured the other day.
Yeah, it's big.
It's a thick-ass neck. I'll do some damage to this guy.
That's what I'm saying.
You know
fucking
what I mean?
Be hard knocking you out, that fucking big old neck. No, but if...
Do you have like a new chain or am I crazy?
Yeah, this is... I have three angels here. So this is... One of them I got in Italy. This is a guardian angel right there.
Yeah.
This is the same pendant, but it's just smaller.
Okay.
And then this is just like a guardian angel type thing. Nice. I'm
trying to protect yourself at all costs.
Protect myself at all costs, but they represent different people in my life.
Am I on there?
Not yet. Yours is coming. Yours is coming.
I don't know, man, how many more chains you could get on that neck before you're fucking... Because they're all just like different sizes. They're getting smaller and smaller. Eventually, you're going to be choking.
No, yeah. But they fit well. Like, I could never wear like a long-ass chain.
Yeah, me either.
No. I think you could wear layering like this.
Yeah, I would like a chain. I don't know about a whole like pendant like that angel you got going over there.
Well, that's why it's on the smallest one. And then it sits here. It's white and yellow gold. And, uh-huh. And it just sits above the other two ones.
Nice.
So it's like it watches over these other two. I'm trying to explain why I spent so much money on jewelry.
Right. Yeah. Now your angel is watching over the other angels.
Yes.
Angelception type of deal.
Bracelet you should get.
Yeah, wasn't that on the other wrist, or am I crazy?
Yeah, it was. I changed it.
Why?
You really want to know?
I don't know if I want to know now.
Well, I don't know if people know this, but I am left-handed.
Oh, I already know where this is going.
And this is my masturbation preferred hand.
Wait, you never switch it up?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I don't.
Of course. It depends, like, which way I'm laying on the bed. Like, I'll start out righty sometimes and then roll over and go lefty, you know? But,
wait, you jerk off on your side?
Sometimes. You jerk off on your back?
Yeah.
Ew.
Wait, you
just come on yourself?
Wait, you jerk off laying to the side like you got drunk at a party and friends like, make sure he doesn't throw up.
Yeah, sometimes. And then I put my leg up like this so I have like more range of motion to get in there.
Wait.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
You're sideways with one leg up.
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
That's a power stance.
Yeah. You beat that thing right off your body.
That's what I'm saying. There are certain positions where you masturbate where you could get grab more of your dick. Like, if you're jerking off in pants, you don't have the full extension.
Oh, I'm not jerking off in pants.
No.
Let my dick hit the wind
What I'm saying. But you jerk off on your back, that means you come on yourself almost every time.
Yeah, but I clean it up. What, has jizz never touched your body?
No, I prefer it not to, like, touch my body.
Get over yourself. You make me sick.
You just let yourself go right there on your belly bells?
It's not always there.
Sometimes.
But yeah, sometimes it does.
After 2 days and you're like charged up, it's getting up there.
Wait, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying it's popping up to the top. What's the farthest you've ever busted on yourself?
Man, I hope my mom's not watching
this
one.
I know, me too. I've hit chest. I've hit my chest.
Oh, you're over here jizzing on your own chest to get at me? No, it's for getting some belly button action.
All I'm saying is I've learned from my mistake. If I aimed a little bit higher, I'd be in a different profession right now.
I just can't, like, this is not comfortable.
No, I'm telling you, try it with the one leg up, and you'll be good. Yeah, you could do it.
I have done that before.
Of course. I just, jaying it on my
back. I jerk
off
coffin style, just...
No, that's like weird. Like,
no, I don't stare at the ceiling.
I'm about to say, that's like indie movie jerking.
No. Wait, what?
That's like how people get jerked off in like indie movies.
Oh, I haven't caught that film. No. But so anyway, that chair.
Yeah.
I'm
so I switch it to this side. One, because my tattoo's on this side, so I like because it just like pops with that a little bit more. And then I just like it having on this one because I'm waiting for something else on here. Watch.
I was gonna say, am I supposed to provide this?
Yeah, maybe it's something.
You're like, I was just waiting on something.
In a way, you'd be providing for it, but I'm looking at a couple things.
Well, I'm looking at some things too. All
right, don't you think after 25, 26, you should have a nice watch?
Yeah, a little Rolly.
You have to have the Rolly, I think.
Yeah,
you've worked way too hard in your life to not have, like, if I looked at you right now, this is why you have more money than me, though. Because you have no problem wearing a sweatshirt. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say how much this outfit costs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you were going to go out, what would you wear right now that you have in your closet?
Where am I going?
Just as fly as you can be.
Oh, I'm dressing up?
Yeah.
But it still depends where I'm going.
Wedding. But it's like a casual wedding. Like, not you're not in the wedding. You're just going to the party.
I would just wear like a suit.
And like a some suit nice and tie? Shoes.
Yeah, suit and tie. Nice shoes, a watch, but I don't have a nice watch yet.
Yeah, those are coming next.
Well, I have a nice watch. Like, I don't have an expensive. I don't have an expensive watch.
Your Trump came out a little bit right there.
I don't have an expensive watch.
Nice.
I don't have a expensive hamburger.
Hamburger. But yeah, no, I think the next thing for me is going to be the Rolly with a bag of ranch. Ranch? Is it Dab of Ranch or Bag of Ranch?
What is a Bag of Ranch?
I don't know. It is snowing like a motherfucker outside right now.
Oh my God, we're in a snow globe.
Jesus Christ.
The vortex is hitting.
Did you have a snow globe when you were a kid?
What? Hell yeah, bitch.
They were awesome.
I mean,
you would try to spin the shit out of it? Yeah, that's
make
where
like
I learned.
A snow-nado.
Yes.
You're like, yo, this little Santa Claus in here, it would be fucked.
Yeah, talk about jerking off. We got most of our stroke probably from snow globes. No,
you're on your own.
You fingered Tigger once. Let's not forget that.
Why you gotta bring this? Why?
I'm just saying.
You gotta bring that up.
I'm just saying.
You also jizzed on your own chest, you fucking weirdo.
By accident, and also,
I'm just saying.
It was because I used that stupid friggin' style that you use.
What?
Laying on your back and jacking.
Lay on my back. Backjack.
A backjack is not preferable.
But you also side jack is better.
Have you ever stand jacked?
You have stand jack.
Stand jack is pretty legit.
Brings you to your knees sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Not to your knees, but you know.
No, it does.
It'll buckle you up.
Like,
whoa!
Yeah.
It's like if someone kicks the back of your knee and your whole leg just collapses.
You ever hold your breath so long, but you haven't like finished yet, so you have to take a big deep breath again? Or is that just me?
Wait, one more time.
So like you're doing... but you can't finish, and you're like... And then you got to restart.
Wait, why do you hold your breath?
Yeah, when you masturbate, you're holding your breath. I don't think you've ever realized that.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I breathe.
No, as you're like climaxing, you're probably breathing.
Oh, like
yeah, because when you're doing this, you're not going. I would hope not. It'd be a little scary to watch you jay it.
This conversation.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
We literally had no plan coming into this fucking this podcast. We're like, I just turned them on.
This all stems from why I changed my bracelet to the other side.
We still haven't gotten off this bracelet. So anyway, you move the bracelet because you jerk off with that hand.
Yes, and it was getting caught like I'm on pajamas and stuff, and like I just can't have that. Also, I don't want a J on this either.
That is in the splash zone.
This is in the splash zone, but this is a very nice, beautiful piece right here.
Yeah. So
we got to get you some ice. We got to ice you out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I have some ice.
Do you think
no, I don't.
Yeah, no, you don't. Do you think metrosexual is still a thing?
Yo, one time my dad thought that was if you're gay and on the subway.
shut your fucking
mouth. I swear, my dad was like, metrosexual? What is that? What, like, you're gay on the subway?
What, are you one of those gays on the train?
What, are you kissing guys on the train? What, metrosexual?
What, you get gay on the train? You metrosexual, eh?
My dad literally said that. He was like, yeah, what, metrosexual? What does that mean? You kiss men on the train? I'm like, no.
It's funny because it's true.
Wait, so it's just like you dress...
Yeah, like, it's a male that is...
Cares about his appearance?
Cares about his appearance. Back in the day, like, metrosexual was, like, a thing.
Yeah, like...
I don't hear that term.
You tweeze your eyebrows? Your eyebrows?
Your eyebrows.
Yeah, I mean, they always add plurals where they're not supposed to.
You have
to
good eyebrows.
I've never touched them.
Me and you both have great eyebrows. We have immaculate eyebrows.
People have told me that.
Yeah,
you But do. I also have, like, this thing... Which one is it? This one or
that,
this one?
That one, it extends a little
longer.
It, like,
longer. Goes up.
Yeah.
See how it goes up? Like, people are like, yo, we got to fix that. And I'm like...
I love when people tell you got to fix something. No, I don't. I don't have to fix shit.
Joe, this hair is fucking nuts.
Oh, let me go back to that, too. This one's going to be a little over the place. Guys, do you guys really care about his hair that much? I was like, this kid had a friggin' spiky... Jimmy Neutron haircut up until like 8 months ago.
Whoa.
I'm just saying you had a branded look.
Yeah.
And if they like that over your hair now, these people are nuts. These people are nuts.
Oh, God.
You know, I love your hair now. Thank I'm you. So happy you have a new hairstyle.
Looking back on it, it wasn't very flattering.
No, it wasn't. Listen, dude,
it wasn't the worst.
I've seen way worse hairstyles, dude.
Yeah, sure.
I've seen way worse.
I'm sure.
You grew up. You got an adult haircut.
You know what sucks, too? It's like...
That's a 23-year-old haircut. It is.
It's so... You know what sucks, too? It's like, I started the, like, I have a haircut like a third grader and, like, the Jimmy Neutron thing, right? And then everyone runs with it and says it back to me.
Oh,
as if that's going to get a reaction like, I didn't fucking create this.
Right.
It's like, I said it first, you fucking thief.
Yeah.
Well, now you're trying to steal my own joke, do me.
I can tell you this right now. I could weigh 110 pounds. People are still going to call me fat.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God. I hate when people just drive things into the ground.
You know what I mean?
Not that it doesn't bother, because listen, I understand. I make fun of people all the time. I'm not offended by people being like, your hair. Well, I will say, though.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's one thing if it's funny. Because with your facial hair... That video when people were flipping out like, yo, what the fuck? Where's Danny's fifths? Someone said you look like the guy from the game Operation, which is fucking hilarious.
That was probably my favorite comment of all of them.
That was great.
Yeah, that
like,
one.
Yo, Danny looks like the guy on the cover of the Operation game.
Like, I looked at that one, and it was one of those ones where I didn't laugh. I just kept, like, going. I was like, he's right. He's right.
He's absolutely right.
He's right, you know. And I was just like, oh, God. Oh, God.
See, like, stuff like that, like, making fun.
Yeah,
like,
be creative.
I love it. But, like, for everyone to write the same thing of, like, what's going on with your hair? Or his hair? Like, what's going on with his hair? His hair? And it's like...
Okay, watch the video.
Say something. Like, be funny.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a little something.
Don't ask me the same question that 45 other people have asked.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying to hold it together here, but it is fucking absurd out there.
I know. It's
guys,
scary.
I really wish I could show you what the outside looks like right now. I'm legitimately concerned.
I know. Oh, my jacket's suede, too. Fuck.
Your jacket's suede?
Yeah.
Did you do... What? Who made your socks?
Who made my socks? They're Gucci socks.
Down to the socks. What about underwear?
Underwear is Calvin Klein.
Oh, we're just going to pretend like that's not also a designer brand.
Yeah, no, I guess they're a designer. This is H&M. This is Ralph Lauren. These are Versace. My sneakers are Louis Vuitton, thanks to you.
Christmas gift.
And my pants are H&M, too.
You are just a fly motherfucker, aren't you?
I try to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to influence you, man.
To do what?
You
spend my money?
You have the power to be fly.
The power to be fly?
You could be fly on a budget. You don't have to spend mad money.
Fly on a budget.
Yeah, man. H&M makes great shit.
I am athletically fly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I look like, oh, that guy's looks good for like an athletic kid.
Yeah. I guess.
But no one's gonna be.
You have an expensive haircut.
There's nothing really expensive that I have. My car's expensive.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But that's cool, though.
What's cool?
Like, if I'm going to spend, like, a lot of money on something cool, like, that's cool.
The car.
Yeah. Like, you could wear, like, regular athletic shit and pull up in that, you're good. You know what I mean?
That's usually how it goes.
Well, I don't have to spend money on a car, so I spend it on other stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just
think, angels.
Angels. Yeah. But, you know,
yeah,
that's how it works. For me, at least.
And you have a couple Apple Watches, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have an Hermes Apple Watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah, they do.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But I didn't wear any watch today because I didn't want to... The band that I have doesn't match, didn't match the rest of the clothes. So
right.
I just went with the gold. Fuck it.
All right.
But, you know, that's how I move.
You wear a watch when you jerk off?
No, I always take that off too.
Are you worried about... Well, they're water resistant, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. They have a little dial where you can go beep, 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 beep. And it actually spits the water out.
What?
So on Apple Watches, they have a speaker system. So when water gets in the speaker, they play bass. Like, it'll go brr, 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 and spit the water out of the watch.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You twist it with the little, like, the crown on top and go like this. It goes brr, 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 and everything comes out. Gets all the water out of your watch.
So just ska-ka-ka-ka-ka and pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Yeah, comes
and
right out.
And then it's done.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not as unbelievable as this fucking snow out here, though.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
It is very distracting.
I honestly think this is... Do you see how it looks like? That snow, obviously we see this, but like there's some smoke out there.
I know.
It just looks smoky.
Kind of looks like the end of the world a little bit.
I mean, I'm not excited to... You know, after we end this podcast, we're going to have a conversation about that, like an in-depth one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That right. Where I'm a little scared.
Yeah, for sure.
But right now, we have to kind of hold it together for the show.
You want
to
know what it is? There's men out there working right now.
There's homeless people out there right
now. Yeah, that always bums me out, too. Damn, you really brought me down. Damn.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, right? No, it's like... Ah, damn. Now, oh, man, I'm all fucked up now.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, though, you don't really think about.
People working?
Like, no, people working I think about all the time. But, right. Like, people fucking being homeless and it's fucking snowing like crazy out right now.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it.
How long do you think you could like do like a documentary and be homeless? Like if you were like, hey, what's up? I'm gonna go like I'm an indie film director and I'm gonna go homeless for X amount of days. How many X amount of days could you do?
Uno más? That doesn't make sense. No, like realistically,
one more.
One more.
I think I could do 3 days.
I would say 5.
Wow.
I'd be starving.
Yeah.
Well, you could go to shelters, but it's still trash.
No. You gotta
hold on. Where? When?
New York City right now. This.
Oh no.
Like what?
The answer is no.
I think I could do 3 days homeless.
No. You could go out there and live in that for 3 days.
Well, I would just go on the train.
You don't have money.
I'd be a metrosexual. I'd jump the turnstile. And just ride the train all day till this fucking gave out. I think I could be perfectly homeless for 3 days. Did I just say perfectly homeless?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know. That sounds like a movie.
Perfectly homeless.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a movie.
Yeah, it doesn't. Or a shitty book. One or the other.
Or it sounds like an indie film where the guy goes undercover as a homeless person. Why would you do that?
I don't know. No, they
I think
have,
there is one.
Yeah, like they go on like Skid Row and shit.
What's that?
It's like...
It's a good band.
No, yeah, it is. But it's in Los Angeles.
Oh.
It's like basically like the home, like the gallery of homeless people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but...
Yeah, it's definitely like
I don't
want
to be offensive, but it's like...
Well, they can't watch this. So.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's a strip of homeless people.
Okay.
So it's like, you know how we have like the Upper East Side, the Lower East Side, then there's like...
They have Skid Row.
They have Skid Row, where everyone goes to be homeless. And there's like a hierarchy there and shit.
That's kind of cool. The king of the homeless?
That's probably the lowest king you would ever want to be.
Well, yeah. I'm not trying to be like funny. Well, I am.
A little bit.
Welcome to the Basement Yard. My name's Joe Santagata.
but they all like bang and shit?
Well, yeah. You gotta fuck.
Yeah, I feel like homeless people bang hard.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, if I was homeless, I'd try to bang a lot.
I'm trying to bang at every turn I get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But some guy, I can't remember the documentary, but maybe somebody will remember.
I bet he was like 23.
Yeah, he was young, and he pretended to be homeless. He had like a wire on and stuff, and they were trying to get him like do drugs and shit. Yeah, it was bugged out.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yo, I'm a bitch though when it comes to like once my feet get like wet,
oh,
it's a wrap.
Did you ever put plastic bags on your socks?
No.
I did that.
I just wore mad socks.
No. You got to wear the plastic bag, dude, and then put it into the boot.
So I had Timberlands, right?
Yeah.
And then I would put... I'm wearing UGG slippers, by the way.
I have the same ones in black. They're great.
Fire.
Yeah.
Mad comfortable.
Hell yeah.
And pink socks. So I would put a regular sock, like a long sock. Then I would put like a winter sock that's like warm as shit. What are those? Thermal socks. Then I would put... I'd have snow pants. Well, I'd have long johns and then snow pants
there
and then tuck the snow pants okay. into the boot.
Okay.
And then just tie that fucker.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But once that one piece of snow got in that boot.
It was over.
Over, son.
Yeah.
Over.
It was bad.
That's why you got to go the plastic bag. My mom taught me that. She was just like, hold up, wait 1 second. And came back with two plastic bags. I was like, Mom, what? What are you doing? She was like, give me your feet. I was like, okay. Yeah. Fucking worked.
I remember being young and
that's nice.
Waiting by the I know you probably can't remember that now.
No. Being that's, 30. Yeah, that's why I feel so goddamn old. Yeah, no. I was 15 years ago, dog.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
But I remember being young and having to wait at the front door for my mom to put my shoes on. I'm like, come on.
I know.
I want to go in the snow.
Those were great times.
What, the snow?
If you could go back and live a week of any age, what would it be? I think I would go like 7.
No, 2006.
Yeah, but what age is that? 14?
I don't know.
You were born 92, right?
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah. Crush that.
It's all right. I'm a little older than
like
you.
Like the summer going into high school.
Yeah, because so much is changing.
And everyone's like, oh, we're going to be in high school next year? Like, we better hang out every day this summer.
I know.
And then me and my friends are still all friends. And you know.
Like, you still don't live down the street from me.
Like, yeah. me and my friends, when it was the time for the majority of us to go to college.
Yeah.
It was such, like, an emotional thing. And then we all just, like, we're still good friends.
Yeah, but at that time, you don't know, though.
No, you don't.
A lot of people go different ways in their life. You know what I'm saying? So, and then,
sure.
You know, the thing that was weird was when I was a kid, I never thought that I would make friends after the friends that I made for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Like, when you get older, it's like, it's weird to make friends when you're older, I would think.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like, you're 30 and you made a new friend. It's weird.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying it's not weird. But when you grow up with one group of friends and they all leave, you're like, I got to start all over.
I got no friends.
Was that tough on you? Like when your friends went to college and you stayed home? Like I know you were doing YouTube and shit, but like, was it weird to like, you were like kind of the only one home?
Because
there were a couple that were still here.
I wasn't the only one home, but a majority of my friends were, holy fuck this snow.
I know, this is crazy.
Yo, this is smoke.
Yeah.
Guys, you could barely see outside. I'm not even kidding. Yeah, I wish I could turn these cameras around.
You know when Jon Snow is like going, like pushing off in the boat?
Yeah.
And the fucking White Walker King is just like, that's what it looks
He's
like.
He's making a blizzard with his hands.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. But like, did you have some like, not FOMO, but like.
Yeah, I felt like an idiot. It was one of the only times in my life that I felt like I wasn't sure what the fuck I was doing. Like I made the conscious decision to drop out of college.
Yeah.
And at the time, I only did it because I was like, it doesn't feel right for me.
Yeah.
And so I just did it because I was just following my gut, but I didn't have a plan at all. Don't recommend that, by the way.
But what was like your day to day, like while everyone was at school?
Nothing.
Really?
But when I dropped out of college.
I know it well, because I did the same thing, but.
Right. But when I dropped out of college, I wasn't working. I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I think back on that year all the time, and I'm like, yo, you don't want to be that again.
But it's a very pivotal year for you, though.
What do you mean?
Mentally. Because you could have easily just been like, yo, I'm just not going to do shit.
No, yeah. Because
that's how it happens. Like, people, it takes 1 year sometimes. Like, people will take a gap year from college, and then, like, you'll never see them in school again.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It was weird. But I wasn't working. And then finally, you know, my parents were like, I'm not going to say they fucking hated me. Like, they were, like, upset with me because I wasn't doing anything. It's like, yo, you dropped out of college. Like, okay, like, if it's not for you, sure. But, like, you have to do something with your life.
Yeah.
Like, you know? And I just wasn't trying to do anything at the time, and I just didn't do shit.
Idiots.
Fucking, it was fire, yo.
Yeah, honestly.
Got him.
Like, if a kid comes out to you for, like, advice and says, should I go to school or should I not?
Yeah.
What do you tell him? You have your career. Obviously, you're you.
Okay.
The kid has no relationship to you.
Yeah.
Just a normal kid. Say we're out at a fucking bar or something, and he asked you, like, yo, I don't know, should I go to college or not? What do you tell him?
Why is there a 17-year-old in a bar?
You were 17.
It was teen night.
Yeah. Teen night.
Teen night was fire. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But I would say yes until I figured out what kind of person this was. Because I don't think that going the quote-unquote entrepreneurial route is the best for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I'm not a genius. I don't know what the world's going to do. But just from what I'm seeing, it kind of feels like school is losing its value every single day because there are so many ways to just become an entrepreneur and kind of create something from nothing with your fucking phone.
Right.
Like, you can create an app, but then again, you would need to go to school for computer science or, like, you know, coding or whatever. But I also think that's something that I believe that coding is going to be, like, part of the common core of schooling.
Oh,
like,
yeah. When you're in kindergarten,
but, like, when you're in first grade to eighth grade, during that time, you're going to take a lot of coding.
Bro, they code in kindergarten now.
Yeah, well, you know.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, I don't know how to code.
I know, like, basic fucking whack-ass code.
Yo, first of all, it got darker in here.
I can't even see across the street
now. It got dark in here because we legitimately can't see across the street. I wonder if anyone's texting me, like, hey, is everything okay?
That's why I'm getting texts. They're like, yo, this is fucking crazy.
Yo, this is the wildest weather I've ever seen in my life.
I can't see across the street.
We can't see across the street. There's a pole right outside my apartment. That's all I can see.
Oh, my God.
And very faintly a tree in the background. This is absurd.
I know.
This is a vortex.
It is a vortex.
But yeah, I would encourage anyone who's in high school and is not sure just to try out.
Go to school.
I don't recommend what I did because I didn't have a plan. If you have a plan, then sure, do that. But you also really got to be, like, sure. And you got to be, like, real with yourself.
You got to have a real fucking work ethic, too, because you got to start working before everybody else. Like,
and longer than everyone else.
And because, like, if you're in college, though, like, and, like, you say, you know, you have a family, like, you have a home that you can come back to, you can kind of get away with 4 years with, like, not having money or, like, you know, just living that college life. Like, people will take care of you while you're getting your degree or whatever. Like, when you drop out, no one's helping you.
Yeah, and everyone thinks you're, an idiot. Yeah. A lot of my family members looked at me weird, like my extended family, like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? And even my friends or people who just heard, they'd be like, why? He's not going to school. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was never that kid to be
That's
like...
That's embarrassing, though.
Oh, it was. It was. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah, I know that feeling. It's not fun to, like, hear people coming back.
No one's ever, like, really said it to me, but I could just tell, you know, and I've heard of people being, like, confused. And I remember specifically there was a time where it was, like, we stayed out all night, and it was, like, 6 a.m., and we were at this place, and I was just, you know, it was right before I dropped out of college, and I was, like, telling a couple people. And I remember this one kid specifically was saying, which I'm still friends with him now. He's not one of my, like, close friends, but, you know, whatever. He was just like, dude, I don't think, like, anything could be really done without that. Like, you're at such a disadvantage or whatever. And I always honestly felt at that time, like, I'm just going to make it work somehow. But not everyone has that mentality. So that's why I'm like, I would just tell everyone to go to school because not a lot of people have that mentality.
Yeah. I would say you're rare. Like me, I consider myself, like, a very lucky guy. Like, I caught a lot of breaks. Like, even, like, with shit, like, just, like, off of just pure, like, of me being, like, a funny person.
Right.
Like, I was lucky enough to get through. Not everybody could do that.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I look.
Especially now. Everyone's trying to
do it. That's what I'm saying.
No one was trying to do it. So it was like, there was such a void.
Yeah.
For, like, internet entertainment. But now everyone does it. It's, like, impossible.
Well, that's the thing, though, too. Because it's like, if you reach a certain level, people think, like, you have to stop competing.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, we're competing just as hard as people that are trying to start.
You're right.
Like, they're shit. You know what I mean? Like, you're competition too. So, like, we have to grind just as hard as anybody else as well.
Yeah.
You know?
I also think that when you stay home, at least for me, when I dropped out of college and I'm living at home, the only thing I'm thinking about is my future.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about like the next three. I have 3 years before the real world. I'm like, I'm in the real world now. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like when you're in college, it's something you can kind of put off because you're like, I'm going through the motions here. I'm going to class. I'm doing my thing. So I don't really have to think about this for at least another 2 years.
At all.
You know, because you have to take the remedial classes or whatever. Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. But.
Not remedial class, but remedial class is like for like.
What's the word that I was looking for?
The core curriculum.
Why did I say for remedial classes?
Remedial math is like, you know,
it's like
didn't have such a good year last year, so let me might have to hold you back a little bit.
That's so funny that I said that.
That's probably why you're out of college too.
But I feel like you think about your future a lot more when you dropped out because you're like, fuck, I got to figure out what I'm gonna do for my life.
Yeah.
And everyone else is kind of like, well, I could still wait and change my major, or I could do this, I could do that, and then. You know, maybe I'll get my master's, so I'll just go. I'll be in school for the next 6 years. I don't have to worry about anything.
Dude, I know people at my age that are still in school.
Yeah.
Like, when is your life going to start? It's fucking crazy. That shit bugs me out.
It's a lot.
I could never do school ever, ever. You want to know why, mainly? Because I was embarrassed. People would think I was stupid.
And now you get to be on the basement yard and just prove it every day.
Yeah, it's true. In a sense, they were right. But like, no, because I used
to... Shout out to my teacher who said...
I never amounted nothing. Shout out to all the teachers that said I was dumb. You were right. But like,
You had a good hunch.
Make dumb work for you.
Oh, look, we got some more visibility here.
Yeah, yeah, it was completely black.
It was.
We were trying not to react because we don't want to have these random scares. Like,
I can't see your eyes, but I can see your head keep going like, all right.
I'm like, yo, do I have to... Yeah, like, it's like... I'm waiting for like the phone thing to go off.
I hate that. Yeah.
Have you ever been somewhere?
The Amber Alert?
And everyone's phone goes off? It's the worst.
You're like, yo, there's a nuke.
I was like, it's coming. It's coming, guys.
It's over.
Didn't we have one?
A nuke?
No, a fake like Apple Alert.
What?
Didn't we have a weird Apple Alert one time? Like a false Apple Alert?
I don't know.
Damn.
I thought it was like Amber Alerts, and then it was like, yo, someone's missing or...
No. No, 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 no. They can send out like, yo, like shit's going to happen. Watch. I know you don't like me to like bring up my phone that much, but let me just look it up.
You know what? While you look that up, I'm going to get to the sponsors.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the first sponsor that we have today, our lovely sponsors, is Untuck It. Okay? No guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt when it's untucked. You know? My mom used to get on me for that.
Having like, an untucked shirt?
Yeah, like on Easter. Because I didn't like the look. I felt like it looked like an old dad or something.
My mom hated that.
Yeah, but so I like the untucked look.
Yeah.
Now, Untuck It is a shirt dedicated to making the button down or in other types of shirts untuckable.
Another thing is too, is like I'm a shorter guy.
Yeah.
So I would need regular shirts look too long on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why.
Right.
Like, you know?
Yeah. They're not too long, not too short. Clean, casual. You can wear it at the office. Mm. Okay. I wore one the other day. I went to like a dinner or a restaurant or something. And I was wearing them. And I like them. I don't like tucking my shirt. I'll tuck my shirt very rarely. Like a suit, you got to tuck. I mean, you got to tuck your shirt.
Well, you know. I tucked my turtleneck in.
Well, whoa.
You have to.
Tucking the turtle.
You got to tuck the turtle.
Well, sometimes you got to tuck the turtle. But I am a bigger fan of untucking shirts.
No, absolutely. If I never had to tuck anything again in my life, I'd be 100% happy.
Right. We don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll move forward. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Ages? Of all ages. Go to untuckit.com or visit one of Untuck It's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. I had no idea that they had stores. I would clear this place out.
I had no idea.
I have a lot of Untuck It stuff. A lot.
You got to show me.
I have a ton.
You got to show me some.
There's that box is actually filled with two shirts. There's two shots in there. Two shots. Two shirts. What's going on?
Ajas and shots. It's the snow.
Yeah, it's the snow. Use the promo code BASEMENT for 20% off your first purchase. 20%. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
If you want the perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape and size, try the original untucked shirt. And remember, use the promo code BASEMENT for 20% off your first purchase. Okay? We're untucking the shirts.
Untuck them.
And it's not going to be long and weird looking. It's going to be nice and fit.
Yeah.
All right. Untuck It. By the way, it's spelled untuckit.com. UNTUCKIT.com. Promo code is basement. 20% off your first purchase. Okay. Next up, we have Quip, which is the electric toothbrush. I know you know I'm a big fan of the Quip. Big Quip guy.
Big Quip guy.
I got DeVito on the Quip now.
You know who's joining the Quip?
You're joining the Quip?
I'm joining the Quip team.
Hell yeah. Yo, you can put him on the mirror. I don't have that.
Dude,
I'm
sold on it. You don't got to sell me.
Yeah. I'm a psycho. I put my toothbrush in the cabinet and shut it because...
There's nothing wrong with that. You don't want shit to hit.
That's
what
I mean. I don't want, you know...
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a new electric toothbrush that I just feel like... I mean, there's a bunch of stats here, but I'm just going to explain it to you in my words because I just love the thing. There's a two-minute timer on it. It pulsates.
Yeah.
It pulsates like every 30 seconds to let you know like to switch sides and like, you know what I mean? And then it just shuts off when you're done. So you're like, okay, you don't want to go crazy brushing your teeth for 10 minutes and just, you know, destroy your gums.
Yeah, you don't, or mess up your enamel. You don't want to do that too.
You know what I mean? So yeah, 2 minutes. That's all you need. Dentist recommended. Boom, bang, bada boom, bing, bong. And then you're done. Right? A lot of sound effects.
Listen, that sounds great.
For all ages. But another thing that's great about them is that you basically get a new toothbrush every 3 months, I believe. Yes, every 3 months for just $5. They will send you brush heads, brand new ones, just $5 a month. Every 3 months. So it's like every 3 months you get a new toothbrush that you just pop on. You pop the other one off. Pah! Then you put the new one on. Ka-tah! And then you brush with that stuff and you're great. You're good to go. But yeah, Quip, it starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/basement right now, you get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free. A lot of Fs.
It's all right.
At getquip.com/basement, spelled GETQUIP.com/basement. Brush your teeth in a better way. I'm not good at slogans.
It's all right.
But get Quip. All right.
I'm gonna drop it. I am.
Yep. Do it. Yeah. But that's fine. I looked it up. There was a fake missile alert. And you know what it said? Remember, it was in Hawaii.
No.
Oh yeah.
This is what it said.
Yo, if I lived in Hawaii, bad time.
Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. That happened.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good on that, son.
I'm not.
No.
We saw how we reacted to that fucking blue light. Can you imagine? I got an update. It's like, yo, there's a missile coming right for you.
I'm like, yo, I'm crying immediately. I'm praying to God. I'm just like, yo, just forgive me for like anything I've ever done, please. I'm just like, save me.
I would just be like, I'd have to just, I don't know. I'd probably start running.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
But I wouldn't even know where to run. Like, I don't know where's west, north, or whatever.
No, of course. I have such a horrible sense of direction.
I have, dude, I'm so jealous of guys that are just like, yeah, you want to head south on what? I'm like, this guy knows south. Where's south? Like, I know, like, staring at a flat map, south is down.
Yeah, or those
but if I'm looking this way, I don't know what fucking direction this is.
I like when the guys look at the direction, too, to be like, that's northwest over there.
So it's got to be.
So we got southeast. All right, you're headed southeast, right? All right, you go down maybe about 0.8 miles. Then you're gonna take a left. And then when you get there, you're going to come around maybe about another quarter mile down. Then from there, you're going to make a right. All right, you be good. All right, I'll talk.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know anything. Can you just give me the address? I'll put it in my GPS.
Thank God for GPS.
My dad's one of those people, too, who just knows where north is.
How the fuck do people read maps?
Back in the day, where it's like, hold on, let's find out where we are.
We're here, gotta get here.
And I'm like, yeah, there's 5,000 roads that lead there.
I know, and they're all like different colors. Like, I can barely read
my GPS. It's like, wait, there's 3 different ones? This one has a toll?
Yeah. Like, I was like, this looks like my grandma's leg.
Yeah.
I can't read this fucking thing.
Varicose veins.
Veins. Exactly. All over the place.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It's what it looks like.
An old woman's foot.
Yeah.
My mom's foot. My mom's got crazy veins.
Don't you dare speak about her like that.
I'm not saying anything about my mom. She doesn't do drugs, but if she wanted to bang heroin, it'd be very easy. Her veins are just there. She's basically see-through on her feet.
I wanted you to look like your father.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorite moments we've ever had on here.
What, my mom telling me that she wanted me to look like my dad?
Next year, I'm going to do for New Year's. I'm gonna do a best of.
What do you mean?
Like a best of the Basement Yard.
Good luck with that.
And cut that all up.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it'll be a lot.
You're gonna put that in there?
What?
You're gonna put that?
That's 100% going in there. I think that'd be cool for like next year. Something to look forward to. Something to look forward to. You know what you should also look forward to?
What?
Our Patreon.
That was a smooth transition. Yes. Our Patreon. If you want to head to our Patreon, patreon.com/thebasementyard, support the show. There's some extra content on there and extra episodes of The Basement Yard.
Absolutely.
Every single month. And you get every episode a week in advance.
Hell yeah. And you also, you ever wanted to ask us a question? But like, you know, we're busy guys. Sometimes we can't get to all our DMs. Guess what? You can have a head start. You could submit questions.
Boom.
And we'll answer them.
Bang.
Guess what?
Bow.
If you're one of the higher tiers,
Hati,
the highest tier there is,
Sang,
we'll send you a shout out.
Oh, a personalized video shout out.
Personalized
yeah.
video. We're not just going to be like, hey, insert name here. It's me and Joe, you know? No, we're going to talk about you. We're going to find your family. We're going to...
Whoa.
Too much?
See, you can't say that dressed like that because people are going to believe you. Because you walked in here looking like Men in Black. I didn't know if you were going to try and do the like, and then I would forget everything.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. But go to patreon.com/basementyard. Come help us out. If we do reach 1,500 patrons, I get a raise.
It's true.
So if you guys want to help me get that raise, time is now. Let's do it.
Yo, someone actually created a petition once that said, let's get Danny a raise. And mad people signed it.
The first goal was 100. I think like 1,000 people signed it.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous at all.
I bet you don't, turtleneck. Sorry.
You said you wouldn't say that.
You promised in front of the world.
Do you think what by the time you're 30 there will be like a new social media platform that's like huge?
Yeah,
like YouTube, like something like on the like
oh not like, a YouTube level but...
like is YouTube like the Google of like what is it, video sharing? Or is it Instagram?
YouTube.
YouTube is Google.
I saw this this like picture on Instagram the other day that was showing the engagement on Instagram is 10 times more than Facebook, like 50 times more than Pinterest. Which, what the fuck is Pinterest?
I have no idea. I think it's an app for girls. Please don't get mad at me, but they like pin stuff like, oh, this is cute, and like, well, I'll pin that. And then it's like, ooh, look at this recipe, I'll pin that. And then it's like, ooh, look at these fucking boots. I'll pin those. That's what they do.
Like, my sister has Pinterest.
See? Knew it.
And, like, whenever she's on it, she's looking at, like, shelves and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is this thing?
It's like, basically, you go where, like, shit you want.
And you can't afford.
And you, like, put it on a page. And then people go to your page. And they're like, I want that in my house.
And then everyone's like, oh, my God, this is a bunch of stuff that we're never going to buy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What is the point of that?
There's
like wedding dress. My sister loves looking at wedding dresses. I'm like, you've been married a fucking year. Like, what are you looking at dresses for? You plan on getting divorced and married again? How many fucking weddings are you gonna have?
But you want to know what that is? That's like our fantasy, like football, probably to them.
Nah, I'm getting points of money out of this thing.
That's true. That's true. Can you make money on Pinterest? I guess you could maybe sell stuff. I don't know Pinterest.
I don't know
Tumblr. Pinterest. I never got either.
Tumblr back in the day was just like, yeah, just keep resharing pictures, and it was just.
I never got Tumblr. Snapchat, I gave up on.
Once they did that update, it was a wrap.
Yeah, it was just too.
It was a rappity rap.
I couldn't find anything.
Yeah,
I don't know where like my story close friend. I don't know who my close friends are.
Yeah. Oh, how about that update they put? It was like, oh, here's a map.
Yeah.
You know that random person you know from Missouri? Here's exactly where they are. I'm like, I don't want to know.
No, I don't like that at all.
Now fuck I'm like an shit. Accessory. If they die, get murdered, I'm a suspect.
Yeah.
Just because I'm on your friends list?
Yeah.
I don't care that you're in fucking Iowa.
No, I don't care. And then it's like a weird cartoon picture of you. Like, I don't want to see that.
See, I never got into that either.
See, I love that.
What's that called?
Meoji.
Meoji.
Miyaji.
Miyajwa.
Miyajwa.
Miyajwa. Yeah. A little racism. No, never hurt anybody.
No, it's not. I actually said a word.
What'd you say?
I didn't say a word.
Okay.
I tried to save myself. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That Vine you did about Asian people was one of the funniest things I saw. Like, before I knew who you were.
Right.
It was so funny.
But it is true. Yeah. It's a very...
Dude, fuck you. It's funny. It's funny.
It's a very loud language. So when they speak English, it's very pleasant. and it'll be like, oh, like, what do you want to eat? And, yeah. and then you tell them what you eat, and then they immediately turn around and scream at somebody in Chinese. I'm like, oh my God. It was like, I just want chicken and broccoli.
She's like, don't yell at the guy.
Yeah, I'm like, God. And this one guy in a fucking, the wok's fucking,
yo,
this fucking big. And the guy's so good at just fucking flipping all the shit.
Yo, the dudes who cook at Chinese restaurants, strongest men alive.
Oh my God.
This
their wrist
pot
strength
is fucking huge.
It's huge.
How are you flipping that much chicken in this fucking 60-pound pot?
And then they just get that thing of like clear liquid. I don't know if it's water or not. And it's like, scarsh.
And they shoot it from up here. Or it starts here and there's. It's like, whoa.
Another thing that's very cool, hibachi.
Oh, and I've never been.
Whoa, we're going.
Okay.
We're going.
I've never been, yeah.
You wanted to take me somewhere for my birthday? We'll go to hibachi.
And they're going to make that like onion thing where it shoots fire out of it or whatever?
Onion volcano? Yeah, they'll do it. They're going to fucking throw shit in your mouth?
Oh my God.
I'm not into that.
Oh, throw it in my face.
You don't mind that?
No.
I'm not good at catching things in my mouth. If I was better, I'd be like, yo, fucking fire that thing.
Yo, you know who's...
I'm just like...
Some people are really good at that. Yo, throw that almond. And you're like, what?
From anywhere.
Like, whoa, I'm afraid I'm getting hit in the teeth.
That's what I'm afraid of too, and I'm afraid of it going right down my throat.
you gotta like block it with your tongue there, buddy. Come on.
Come on, dude. I can barely read.
That's true.
But yeah, we'll definitely do hibachi. Those guys with the fucking flipping and shit.
Sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, I've seen movies of like,
I wonder, are there any white hibachi chefs?
Is it like too much though? Like I'm wondering, is there any white hibachi?
It's like, what's up, I'm Steve?
And you're like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, guy.
She's like, nah, no.
We're good.
All right. I don't trust you.
I don't trust this white guy anymore. Do they ever like overdo it? And eventually you sit there and you're like, all right, just fucking cook the chicken.
Yeah, sometimes.
And they're like, just like, oh. It's like, dude, it's been 2 hours. Enough with the show.
Stop throwing shrimp at my girlfriend's face and give me a fucking plate now. Get out of here. All right? I don't want to see you spin this goddamn spatula again. I've seen it.
Just this, like a whole 10 pounds of rice in the corner that he just keeps flipping.
Yeah, just leaving. Like, stop. I remember one dude had a spatula on another spatula and was talking to us and just going like this. And it was spinning. And I was like, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cook some food in the bitch.
But seriously, let's get to this food.
I could spin a basketball on my finger.
Right.
All
right?
I could do that too. But sooner or later, we're going to want to play.
We're going to have to shoot this ball.
Yeah, come on, guys. What are we doing?
You know I can't do that. You
can't spin a basketball?
I've played basketball my entire life. Cannot spin a ball on my finger.
My brother is really good at it. Like, he could put it on there, and like, he could put it on your finger. Like,
oh, like transfer?
Yeah, he'd be like, give me your finger. And I'm just like, whoa.
Remember that guy, his whole fucking brand was like spinning like 5 basketballs at once?
What happened to that guy? He would spin one on a pen and like go like this. Remember that?
Yeah, that
guy used to do like cool tricks on it.
It was like he would start, I don't know how he got all of them to spin. This had to have been a 3-man job.
Yeah.
But he was like down, he was like doing like a pistol squat and he's got one on his toe and then his knee and his finger and then his fucking nose and he's just like.
Yeah. Would you?
It's like, Jesus, dude.
Would you ever like go see the Harlem Globetrotters?
Nah, it's for kids.
No, but like
they don't play basketball.
It's just like them like throwing like.
It's like, yo, let's let everyone in this place touch the ball before we dunk it.
It's like the circus, yeah.
Basically
what it is. Yeah. Speaking of the circus, if a clown sprayed you with water, would you be okay with that?
I'm firing on him.
Yeah, son.
Like it's on site.
I'm setting it on that fucking clown. First of all, fuck clowns. Second of all, you want to get
you don't
me
know
wet?
Me.
Yeah. Just because I came in here and I got a smile on my face, don't spray me.
Not my grill.
Not my shit.
You want to spray my shirt? That's one thing.
You think I'm going to go home and be like, I let some clown spray me in the face? I have jizz on my own chest.
Yeah.
But fuck that clown.
Yeah,
what's the farthest you've ever gone up? You fucking copped out.
What?
You copped out. Or where's the farthest you ever shot on yourself?
We're at the beginning of this.
I just want you to answer the question.
I don't know. I don't keep a ruler and do distances like it's a long jump.
Above your belly button.
Yeah, how far? Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, you're in the chest area too. But anyway, fuck that clown.
Yeah.
I don't care for him. All right? Because you want to know what you do on here sometimes? You dodge answers.
I don't dodge shit.
So sometimes I got to come back for you.
Nah, come back for me. Come back for me. I'm waiting.
What's that thing you always say? She got some cum on her back, I think. What's that from?
Oh, Chris Pratt. And,
Parks and
Rec.
Yeah.
She had cum on her back in the video, I think. That was such a good line.
Yo, outtakes? Some of my favorite things. Don't you remember when movies had outtakes?
Yeah.
Even Toy Story had fake outtakes, remember?
Amazing.
They were great. Or was it Monsters, Inc.?
No, it was both, I think.
Monsters, actually. Inc., fake ones.
Yeah.
Amazing idea. Outtakes are great. Rush Hour, great outtakes.
Oh, my. Those are iconic outtakes.
Show me your ass. Y'all some gay ass cops.
Show me your ass. Y'all some gay ass cops.
I miss outtakes so much.
Outtakes were great, like bloopers and shit. Yo, if you go on YouTube, like, I love Seinfeld. Like, I'm a big Seinfeld guy. Not only is that show, like, long as shit, there's like 13 seasons or something, yeah. There's like 30 episodes in every season. You go on YouTube, there's hours of outtakes. And it's all there.
It's probably better, like, sometimes it's those so are funny. Like better than the show.
Oh my God, and the Office outtakes?
They're fantastic.
They're unbelievable.
When Toby, like, he's like, can you write the name of that place? And he writes fuck you on it. Steve Carell starts fucking cracking up.
Yeah.
He's going to have a new show, apparently.
Who?
Steve Carell on Netflix.
He's the Silver Fox now.
He is.
This guy's got white hair.
Do you think he's hot?
Hell yeah. Well, now.
Yeah.
Season one of Office, not hot.
Dude, what was going on? His hair was all fucked up.
All fucked up. Yeah. Then he probably got plugged up.
Would you ever get hair plugs?
Yeah.
You would.
Probably.
So say you went bald. God forbid.
Yeah.
Would you immediately look into like getting hair plugs?
If I started to go and I was like, whoa. I would look into stuff.
You would.
Yeah.
See, that takes a lot to admit, though.
That I would do it?
Yeah. I feel like some people would have, like, I have a couple of friends who, like, they're going. And is it okay to ask somebody if they're going bald or is it dickish?
So... one of my friends, I was looking at his head and I was like, you're getting a little thin. But I'm not going to, you know.
So you can't say it to people, right? Is that off limits?
I think it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird because like my friends would be more comfortable with being like, yo, let me, how big's your dick? Or like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It should be like, yo, you could ask me about my dick, but don't ask me about my receding hairline.
Right. But not even the receding hairline. Like I'm talking about like.
Fucked up.
Like top of the head, like getting thin patch.
If I get a patch in the top of my head, I'm shaving my head.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I go and you see guys in like in the barber chair getting a haircut and there's just fucking bald right here. What are we doing? It's a waste of $30, man.
Yeah.
Get a fucking better haircut. Just cut it off. So it is off limits to ask your friends.
I think so. It's kind of like asking like how much money they make.
That's off limits, right?
I don't care.
I don't care either.
You know, about money or anything like that.
Oh,
like,
I care about money.
I won't. No, I mean, like, I don't care about if someone asks me that, I tell them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like afraid to say that. No. Like, I don't know why that's offensive to people.
No, I think some people just don't like saying it.
I don't like saying it on a large scale. Like, no. If I'm at a bar and like someone asks me in front of six people, like I'm not going to say.
Of course.
But if it's just me and you talking, like I don't mind telling you.
Yeah.
To anybody.
Yeah.
If it's one person, I don't mind saying it. But to a group, I won't. Just because then I think I come off as like a pretentious like asshole.
Yeah, well, you got that covered already. But like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want anyone to know is what I'm trying to say.
I hear you. But I'm just like, it's weird. Like, I guess that's off limits. I guess balding's off limits. Is it off limits to ask people who they voted for still?
Oh,
remember
white,
how bad
white people? Yeah,
remember how bad that was like 10 years ago,
dude. White people are like very secretive.
I know.
It's like that Dave Chappelle skit. You know, he says yeah, like
so true.
Like, I'm trying to tell you about how I fucked my wife in the ass, and you're asking me all these personal questions about who I voted for. It's true though.
I love how people call you out for like white guilt.
Me?
Yeah. They just be like, oh, Joe, it's like, you don't have to make fun of white people all the time. I'm like, who else is going to make fun of?
Yeah, like, it's fun.
Yeah.
I love making fun of white people.
Okay.
My family gets, they don't get upset at me, but they're always just, like, people have commented, been like, you know you're white, right?
Duh!
Thanks. You crushed it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But when people are it's not about white guilt. It's just a funny, funny thing to say.
People gotta understand. White people do white people
stuff.
White
people shit.
All right.
There's degrees of white.
Let me ask you this.
Like Long Island white is different than here white.
Right. Let me ask you this. You had to pick a race, okay? And I'm gonna give you a scenario. You guess the race. Okay. You ready?
this is gonna
here we go
possibly be edited out.
No. here we go. No, okay, I'm just gonna show you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use one example.
Okay.
Blank people throw a birthday party for their dog.
Yeah, white people.
Come on. Yeah, that's what white people do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I do that shit hard.
Hell yeah.
We blow out candles for my dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's doing that?
That dog is like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You know? That's another thing, too, I never noticed. Like, two things. Dogs in movies, they don't know they're in movies.
Neither do babies.
That's what I'm saying, too. It's like, if you're a baby in a movie, you have no idea you were in a movie.
Do you think about how confusing that is for them? Like, this guy's kissing me. I don't really know him. Like, yeah. Where are my parents?
That's weird.
You know? Like, I was raised by those two people standing behind that camera, and this man's kissing me on my forehead and telling me, and he's calling me Ben.
Yeah.
My name's Charlie.
Yeah. Why am I on the back of a motorcycle right now?
Wait, who's on the back of a motorcycle?
I don't know. It was like maybe like a movie.
No
like...
one's putting a baby on the back of a motorcycle.
You never know.
Jesus, I hope they don't let you have kids.
I would never ride a motorcycle in my life, yeah, first either. Of all.
Those are terrifying.
Second of all, if I ever have a baby, it is going to be the most sheltered baby of all time.
Probably.
I will not let my baby be touched by anything.
You are going to be so hilarious. You think you're a hypochondriac now.
Oh, my God.
When you have a baby, it's going to cough. You'll be like, our baby's dying!
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
If the baby just goes, meh, I'd be like, it's not normal.
Yeah, what's going on? He's screaming.
Why is the baby crying?
Yeah.
Why is it crying? And they're like, sir, this is a baby. Get the fuck out of here.
Why is it crying? Because it's a baby.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to know.
All right. I was just checking, you know, because he was crying.
I was good. Because he was definitely. Yeah, man.
You guys have a good night. All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Just always bouncing the kid or whatever. See, he's throwing up on your back and you're like, it's cool.
That's the weirdest thing. It's like. We're going to have to do that one day. We're just going to have babies where we're just like, yeah, I know. Like, he's just like.
You're trying to hold a normal conversation. See the dolphins? Dolphins are on fire.
They got to get rid of Tannehill, though. Yeah. I mean, like, come on. Right, buddy.
How are we not going to play Kenyon Drake?
It doesn't make any sense.
The guy performs. You give him opportunities, every time. He performs.
Every time. I don't understand it.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
New York just won Gase?
Please.
For what? Dolphins offense was terrible.
What draft pick do they even have?
I don't even know.
It's unbelievable. Right? It's unbelievable.
How about Belichick, dude?
Oh, my God.
This guy's still coaching.
I know. I wish he'd come over here. Like, we're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I don't know.
I just like that they have contraptions that you can throw babies in, and they become, like, normal people. Like, they have those things where they can walk. They're like, hello.
Yeah.
They look like little genius babies.
You just put them in this thing, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, they have legs.
Yeah. And then I think they're like that, too. They're like, oh, shit.
Walking's easy.
I can walk in this bitch. Yeah. Just have them fucking...
There's, like, wheels on it, and they're sliding.
Yeah, it's like a little saucer baby just walking around. That thing, that shit is cool.
Yeah.
And then they have the ones like those... My buddy just had a baby. I always see his baby in it. Like, those things that move back and forth. Like, they lay them in those little cribs, and they have a button, and they, like, move them.
Oh, yeah,
they sway
them
back and forth. Who would have thought that swaying back and forth would make you so happy as a kid?
I guess. I'm not really big on swaying now.
Cutest thing is a baby smiling.
Yeah.
And especially when you make it smile. It's awesome.
When I make someone's baby smile, there's just something that goes off in the back of my head like, this kid likes me more than his fucking parents.
Yeah.
You're like a cocky fucking asshole. Whenever you make the baby smile, you're like, I can have kids. It's so easy.
That's why when I always look at babies, I'm like, I'm going to be in your subconscious forever.
Ever. You're going to remember this fucking thing. Because like when you were a baby, you have very vague memories of like people.
Yeah, of course.
And you're like, I'm going to be one of those guys.
You ever have a dream and you have a friend in the dream? He's like your best friend. Never seen him before in your life.
No.
No?
No. I also heard that you have seen everyone that appears in your dreams, but I don't know how true that is.
It's true. It's in your subconscious.
So how the fuck do you not know someone who's in your best friend in your dream?
Because if I see somebody walking down the street,
he
could be potentially my best friend in a dream.
Right.
And I'm just like, yo, what's up? Fucking
Tyler.
Tyler. Never met him before. You know? I blew your mind with that. The subconscious is very scary.
Yeah.
You know? Like, people say, like, oh, subconsciously I did this, but, like, I did so much reading up on the subconscious that it's fucking scary.
I don't even know if I want you to regurgitate.
No. I won't. We'll save that for a different show. But yeah.
Another thing I wanted to add though before we get off of babies.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. That was a weird thing to say.
You've had a couple of questionable lines the last couple of times.
Do you remember that one episode where I said something mad weird about kids?
Yeah, I do. Remember how we said we sit in the colored section last time?
We're talking about medieval times.
And so they give you sit in the colored section. Was it 1954?
It's like, yo, take it easy, Danny. It's like, no, I mean the blue knight. I had in no the blue
idea.
Section.
I had no idea that I was like, oh. Yeah.
God, that is funny.
Oh, my God.
But, yo, a baby, mm-hmm. when it grabs your hand.
I know.
When a finger, when it just goes with its little hand and it just grabs it. You're just like, oh, my God. I just want to hold this baby.
I know.
I held my cousin's baby, Christmas. I was, like, holding on to it, and I was just, like, bouncing a little bit. I'm grabbing the back of its head, and I'm like, I can feel its brain.
I know.
You know?
And they have a little soft thing right here.
God.
I'm like, why is your brain not born hard? I mean, your skull. Why do you have a soft spot?
You got to get out of the vagina. You can't just, like, actually pull. When your baby is born, from what I've heard.
From what you saw.
From what I saw on that video, the head is a little misshaped because it's still, like, kind of. You know,
a baby.
It's kind of like when you take a cake out of the oven, you got to let it sit because it's got to set and like get hard a little bit.
Is that true about a cake?
Probably not.
I've never made a cake in my life.
Some food, I'm assuming it's done that.
Let's say cinnamon buns,
right?
Right. Okay. Now you're speaking my language.
Right. Now, yeah. Once you add that little white jizzy sauce, I know you're
in. Oh, my God.
You pull them out of the oven.
Yeah.
They're soft as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, let me just let these. Whatever. And then they get like a little crusty and a little hard.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like what a baby's head. This is all hearsay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the real answer to any of this.
You know, it's like, I feel like once you have a baby, I feel like people that say like they're ready to have babies, no one's ever really ready to have a baby.
I think everyone just like kind of, they don't fucking know.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm ready to have a kid. I'm like, yeah, okay. Let's have this fucking kid. And see how fucking ready you are.
Then you have it.
And then you're like, holy shit.
And then it poops every 8 seconds.
I know.
Dude, my Tamagotchi died. I'm really not ready to have a child.
If your Tamagotchi dies, is it done forever?
I don't know. I threw it out because I just like.
Yeah, you were spending a lot of weird time with that.
It was just that I kept it right there and it would beep when it shit. So I would just go clear it.
Yeah, but you were spending, like, it would go off and you would leave conversations.
I loved it. No, but it would beep. So have conversations. What do you
like,
say?
Like, maybe having conversations, be like, yeah, like, maybe we should, like, do this. And you'd just be like, and you'd be like, hold up 1 second. I got you.
Yeah, I'm dedicated.
He went pee-pee-poo-poo, so I got to clean it up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or sometimes he'd shit and go to bed. And then once he goes to bed, you can't clear it. So there's just shit in his room all night.
Yeah. Do you shit before you go to bed?
I shit whenever I have to go. It's not like...
Like, it's not like part of... It's part of my morning routine.
I don't have a routine, no.
You don't have a morning shit routine?
No.
Dude, every morning, like clockwork, I take the best dumps.
The best poops?
Best poops.
Poops. Well, I don't eat late at night anymore, so I don't really poop in the morning.
That's weird.
I think I poop once a day.
I think you're supposed to poop like twice a day.
Well, at least once a day.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah. No, you poop more than that. I've seen you... You poop a lot. You pooped before we got on the show.
Yeah, that was the one time. I'm not gonna poop later.
Yeah, you will. You're gonna eat dinner and poop, man.
I don't know. I used to be just like, I used to think my body used to work that I would eat a meal, right? It would be here.
Yeah.
Then the next time I ate, it would push this one out and I'd shit as soon as I ate. And then this one would take its place. And then the next time I ate, I would shit immediately.
Mm.
And it was just this whole constant eating and shitting thing.
Just the goddamn line of poop.
I used to be nervous about, like, yo, what if I go out on a date with a girl and we probably go to a restaurant?
Probably had IBS.
So yeah, probably. I think maybe, it was, I don't know.
It could be stress, maybe.
I don't know. I think there was, like, weird things that was going on with me that, like, kind of corrected themselves. Like, when I was younger, if you go back, I mean, you can't see them anymore, but when my old videos, I was so nasal. I'm nasal now because I'm congested, but, like, yeah. I was so nasal.
I'm nasal.
And I used to have, like, I used to get sore throats all the time because my tonsils were huge, but I never got them removed. I've never had a problem since.
Yeah.
And, like, my voice is way different now.
Did you get your wisdom teeth taken out?
No.
I never got mine. Do some people not get them?
It depends on how they grow in. Some people just grow, they grow in regularly, but I don't know for the most part. But the reason why you get them out is because they're angled and they push
your teeth. They like impact your teeth.
Yeah, so they get rid of them.
Is there like an age where you're in the clear, or can this happen at any time?
I don't know.
Because I've seen those fucking things. I don't want to be like that.
No.
I feel like if I was like all like doped up,
I'd be like, keep anyone who loves me away from me, because I'm going to say some stuff.
I'm going to hire somebody on Craigslist to take me to get my wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I don't, I, yeah.
You know?
I can't be doing that.
Be like, I jizzed on my chest once.
It wasn't my chest, it was my chin.
It was my entire face. I lied on the show.
Oh, that is disgusting.
That is.
Can you imagine you accidentally jizzed on your own face?
I'd be more proud if I could get up there.
The sheer velocity
of
ejaculation.
And you're beating gravity at that point, too. You're fighting against gravity up and you're going down.
It's really special.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. I love that you said it was special and didn't explain how it was special.
I just said in a way.
In a way.
In a way that probably I'll never explain.
In a way.
You know?
Are you going to, when you turn 30, are you going to have a big birthday party, you think?
Oh, fuck it. Probably.
Probably.
But like, my birthday's coming up.
I know. You're next.
In February. But like, I don't care to do anything. Maybe if I make a ton of money, we'll rent out Spin.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Or maybe someone at Spin watches the podcast. I just do that for free.
That'd be fire. It's so expensive.
Or like a discounted price.
Hit us up.
At Spin. Because I looked it up. Last year I tried to do it for my birthday at the private room. They have like two tables and then like a open bar.
Yeah.
And it fits like a good amount of people, but it's like $1,500 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Short birthday party.
Yeah.
Or invite like 70 people.
It's like, all right, yeah, you guys want to come to my birthday? It's going to be a half an hour long.
It's fire. Don't get me. I suck at Pong.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't go sheerly because I'd be embarrassed.
No,
you'd
go.
I'd go. I'd pay to lose.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be a fan of that.
No, I'd want to rent it out and just like do my own thing. But I don't know.
When's your birthday again?
February 25th.
What do people do if they're born on leap years?
Don't age. They don't age.
No. Like, what does their ID say?
February 29th.
No, I think you have to pick a day legally.
I don't know.
You probably have a choice of the 28th or the 1st.
What would you do?
Ooh, the 1st.
Why?
Because most people get paid on the 1st of the month. So it would be your birthday and you get paid. Not bad ideology there.
Not bad.
But it's also like a round number, like 28. Like, fuck that. I'd rather be the one.
Adrian Peterson's 28.
That's true.
He's one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Stephen Curry's 30.
Yeah.
You know, me and Kid Cudi have the same birthday. Also, me and Dick Cheney. But,
Oh, Dick Cheney?
Yeah, Dick Cheney, yeah.
Dick Cheney made money off the Iraq War.
Do you have any famous really people that has your birthday?
Ric Flair.
Can't beat that.
Woo!
Can't beat that. That's fire.
It's fire. Yeah, I know.
That's fire.
Also, I'm a Pisces, so like George Washington, also a Pisces, just saying.
Yeah, just like... No,
first no, president. Probably not a good guy, to be honest with you.
No. Had wooden teeth, too.
Definitely owned some people, raped some people, pillaged a ton of villages.
Yeah, but it was normal, as they say.
You know, and he wore a wig. Yo, how about white dudes in the back in the day just wearing wigs?
Powdered wigs and, like, makeup. Talk about Metro.
Talk about Metro, yeah. Metro. Riding horses. Can you imagine those people, right? The people who wrote the Constitution. Can you imagine they just walked through the streets of New York now? Ever be like, yeah, nice fucking wig, that guy.
You fucking dork. Nice hat.
You fucking corny. Yo, your pants is trash, kid.
Well, you got a buckle on your shoe? Look at that. Look at that fucking buckle on your shoe, you fucking dork.
What is that, a fucking top hat? Pussy.
1-2, buckle my shoe. Why would shoes have buckles?
Yo, the pilgrims were big buckle people.
I don't know. The buckle here, buckle there.
Buckle on the hat.
Where's the buckle?
Why do I got to secure this thing to my head?
Just put it on your head.
Put it on your head.
Come on.
What? We got to buckle this thing down.
Yarmulke, I get. Got to buckle it down.
Got to buckle that down.
Got to buckle that down.
Guess it's not heavy.
Yeah, it's not heavy.
And it's on the back of your head.
Yeah.
I used to think that I was like, yo, that thing's going to fly away. I didn't know that there was a buckle underneath the yarmulkes back
then. Yeah. You gotta
clip it
down. But then,
you know, they were up to something.
You got to clip it down.
I was like, what's under that?
Yeah.
A buckle.
So would you pick the 28th or the 1st?
I'd go one.
I'd go one.
Fuck it.
Payday. Get that dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're having a hard time, you get those government checks first in line.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson would get eaten alive nowadays, bro.
Oh, my God. They would have Me Too'd the shit out of Thomas Jefferson.
I mean, all of them would have got Me Too'd. But all of them would have just got beat the fuck up.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's just mad weird, bro.
I know.
It's like, yo, why you got blush on and a wig on? Yeah. And, like, you're, like...
How do they make
Why clothes? You wearing a petticoat, bro?
I know. Like, I've seen, like...
Yo, people back in the day wore mad layers.
Mad layers. Did like anybody you had, like, sweat in the fucking 1700s?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and you guys showered in like buckets and shit. Like, I you know. Guys stunk. You know why? Because you wore mad layers. You had a jacket, and then you had a like a petticoat type shit, and then like that the shirt that's like not really a shirt. It just has like the ruffled feathers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like fucking Jack Sparrow or whatever. But like,
even,
yo.
But even more recently though, like the 1920s, like poor children wore like a 3-piece suit.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's like, yo, are you so really poor? Are
you? You got a suit on.
You got a suit. Where'd you get that?
Yeah. You got one of those little fucking...
It's like, yo, you can't afford to eat? Sell your suit.
Yeah. You got one of those little fucking, like, cabbie hats on? This guy's got a pocket watch and a 3-piece
suit. Only assholes
suit.
Wear those hats now.
I know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's cool, but...
That guy owes somebody like $1,500 all the time.
Oh, my God.
If you have that
Those hat. Guys have not paid their bookie in years. Yo, those guys. Yo, especially when you combine that hat, like the little paperboy hat, with a wife beater.
Yeah, and like a leather
unbelievable.
Coat.
Unbelievable.
Those guys.
It's like
the worst.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, bro.
Carpenter jeans that like haven't been washed in months.
Crucifix tattoo.
Easily.
No, praying hands tattoo with the rosaries around it, and then a crucifix around the chest.
Like a grandma related tat.
Yeah.
You know.
God bless. God rest his fucking soul.
God rest his soul. That like they like stole silverware from.
Oh my God.
Who's that? Nick Kroll, like Bobby Bottle Service. My mother.
Yeah, I got it from my mom.
I love my mother. This is so funny. Yeah, I'm telling you. It's so easy to know. And I know they say don't judge a book by its cover.
Ah, come on.
But if I could take a good enough look at you, I could know everything about
it. I'll nail it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If I could just see you and just see the way you walk.
It's one thing that gives it all away. It's just one. It's just one.
Yeah.
It's just one.
Dude, you ever like...
And those little paperboy hats?
Not good.
You're having a hard time financially. Or you hurt people for a living. One or the other. That's it.
Either you're here to collect money
or
you're dodging someone because you owe them money.
Yes.
One or the other, though.
In the bar every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Crushing Heineken's.
What do you think's the amount of days in a row? The amount of days in a row that you've gone to, like, out drinking? Like, most in a row?
Out?
Yeah, like, gone out. Like, yeah, we're going out tonight, going out tonight.
Aside from going to Vegas, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Not a vacation, like real life. Have you ever done like a 5-day stretch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the most I've ever done. And then I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
But it was when
I ran out of money one time. Yeah, I was literally in a bar.
Like, I'd love to come out, but I can't.
No, it happened to me in the bar. Like, I remember like it got declined. And this is when I didn't have credit and like couldn't get credit cards. I had $0. I spent it all like in 5 days.
Dude,
going out drink. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wait, so you had $0.
I had $0, and I had to walk to work for like a week until I got paid. Yeah, go to school.
Now he's got five chains, fucking the suit, these ridiculous glasses.
I'm telling you, I got these glasses because it's Biggie Smalls, my favorite rapper, and these are the ones that he wore. All
right, I like Kanye West. I'm not gonna get that gigantic chain he wore on the cover of fucking My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Love that album, man.
It's a good album.
Because when we were talking about favorite albums, that's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Me too.
Like musically, nobody's ever matched that album. The way that album sounds sonically, even like...
For its genre, you mean?
For its genre.
Yeah.
No one's ever done
that. Wait, do you say genre or genre?
I say genre.
You say genre?
Yeah, I don't say genre.
genre?
I said genre.
But is genre right?
No, I think it's genre.
Oh, okay.
You're saying it right.
You're saying genre.
I say genre.
Wait, now you're not saying anything.
No, I said genre.
Oh, okay.
Genre. Genre.
Before you were just like, I say genre.
I said.
I was like, what?
I said. There was a point on the other show that I last week where you say something and I had no idea what you were saying.
I don't even.
It was just full mumbling.
Yeah, I do that from time to time.
Yeah. But I think that album was like one of the, that's might be my favorite hip hop album of all time.
It was really good. The reason why I like that album so much too is because of Good Fridays.
Yeah, they were leading up
to
the
album, he would come out with a song on every Friday. Or he would drop the artwork to it like the day before, and you'd be like, "Oh fuck!" Like these six mainstream big artists are on this song, and they were all fire. They're all amazing, and he would drop one every Friday, and they weren't even on the album.
When did Click come out? Was that around that time? Ain't nobody fucking with my Click.
Nah, that was afterwards. I think
that was after. That fucking song is ridiculous.
Yeah, that song went crazy.
That beat is ridiculous. But like,
I like Big Sean a lot.
Yeah, I do too. That of like that modern era, because that was 2010. So I still think of that of like kind of the modern.
I don't remember the last time an album was like that.
That I remember the year. No.
I do think Good Kid, Mad City is like a really good album, but there was no like hype leading up to it. It's like this album dropped and everyone was like, yo, holy fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that album's ridiculous.
Yeah, the Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe remix with Jay-Z is fucking ridiculous.
Well, all those fucking songs.
Swimming Pools, that song is so fire. I mean, that whole album's dope. Even the song with Drake is fire.
That's just how I feel.
I love that shit. Yeah, but
I love that shit.
My favorite rap album of all time is Life After Death. It's my favorite rap album of all time.
Okay.
But, of like the modern era, like I said, in the last 10 years, no one touches that album.
My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
No chance.
Yeah.
Yo, from beginning to end, that album is ridiculous.
Do you remember there would also be videos of him like coming out of him? He's in like a full tuxedo in the studio.
Hell yeah.
And you're like, yo, this is so fire.
Yeah, that's when he was on like this type of shit. Like he was dressing like this. And like when he does that freestyle with Pusha T, like up in fucking Hot 97, he's got like a tux on. He's like, when he does like what the fuck's a beat or a Black Roach? Now you got me sitting here up in fucking coach, like shit like that. Like, he was killing it back then, yo.
He was
like,
a pusher. He wasn't with Common, you asshole.
Yeah.
Push.
I said pusher, didn't I?
You said Common.
Oh. He made great music with Common, too.
Go.
Great song.
J. Cole has a really good remix of that.
J. Cole's new song is fucking ridiculous.
Little Child. J. Cole's my favorite artist.
He lost me a little bit after Friday Night Lights for a little bit.
Dude, I remember Friday Night, and we're going off on a music tangent. I know, but anyway, fuck it, my show.
Yeah.
J. Cole, when he dropped the warm up, I just like stumbled upon it by accident, I think. Actually, someone put me onto a song called Playground. That was the first J. Cole song I've ever heard. If you haven't heard it, really good, go listen to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, who is this? Like, this is fire, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then that was around, the warm up was already out, I think. And then I found the Come Up, which was the one before that. Mm-hmm. These are all ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then he got signed.
The Friday Night Lights was after that, though, right?
Yeah, it was after that.
That's like with Light Please and shit on it, right?
Light Please is on Warm Up.
That's on the Warm Up?
Yeah.
That's the best one he did, I think. I think the Warm Up's
No, I think Friday Night Lights is a better project than
I think an overall project, but I like
Warm Up's so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was supposed to, he was trying to drop an album, but he didn't have a single. I remember this whole thing where like Jay-Z like didn't want to put it out because he didn't think there was like any like whatever, blah, blah, blah.
That story's great too, how he tried to give Jay-Z his album demo before and he turned him down.
Yeah, for people who don't know, J. Cole actually went to college up here in Queens at St. John's.
He played basketball, didn't he?
No, he didn't play on the team.
Oh, I thought he played basketball.
No. He's like a basketball player. He didn't play on the team. The team's nice, bro. But
the team now is nice.
Yeah. But he waited outside of Jay-Z because he knew he was going to be there for like studio time or whatever.
Yeah.
And like tried to give him his CD and Jay-Z like didn't take it. And he's like, oh man, I was on some like fuck Jay-Z type shit for a little bit.
I would be too.
And then he got signed to him, which is crazy.
That's fucking wild.
And then I remember hearing him for the first time on A Star Is Born.
Yep. Damn, dude.
That song he was on. I remember even like everyone always says this about artists or whatever, but like Drake I truly knew before anybody did. Like like me and Impy, right? Back then, me and him wanted to do a music blog. So we were doing that.
Yeah.
And we had like a site. So we were really up on like ground level artists.
Yeah.
And we knew of Drake, right? And he put out So Far Gone before it got like mainstream, like whatever. Because that mixtape is awesome.
Yeah.
we were like, yo, this dude's fire. He's going to be mad big one day. And then this whole thing happened with Lil Wayne and Young
Money.
Well,
once that fucking, you my fucking thing. Once I heard that song, I was like, this guy's going to be huge.
But yo, I remember. So like the first time everyone heard that, like, oh shit, this dude's hot. Like whatever, blah, 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 right? And that's, and then after that, he did the Hot 97.
Yeah.
With like whatever.
With the phone and shit.
Yeah. Like, you know, but.
Just got different views. Oh. I think my girls in twos. Yeah. Ah, let me talk to him, Flick.
Me and Impy were sitting in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And Best I Ever Had came on the radio.
Yeah.
And we both were like, yo,
yep.
What the fuck? And it was so cool to be like, yo, we like called it.
Yeah, when I first heard High for This by The Weeknd, I was like, yo, this was back in like 2009, 2010. I was like, yo, this guy's going to be huge.
I never got into The Weeknd.
Yeah.
He's good.
House, he has some have good you songs. Heard House of Balloons?
I don't know the name of any of his albums.
Yo, go listen to that fucking album. Fire. Yeah. Fire, son.
He makes good music.
I like
it's just
we
not
off on a music tangent.
It's
right
not.
Now.
It's just not for me. Like I like them in moderation.
Do you like?
I can't listen to a Weeknd album, like straight through. I can't.
Yeah.
It's just that genre of music doesn't interest me like in that much. Being like, oh, I'm gonna listen to an R&B album.
Like R&B, like type neo soul type stuff. Like
in moderation, I like
in moderation.
It. Like I like all his songs that have had radio play and like little songs that I'll find yeah. Whatever. But I just can't just be like, yo, I'm about to sit and listen to this whole R&B album.
You want them bars?
Yeah. Well, like yeah. Drake's album, fucking Scorpion.
Yeah.
The R&B side, I was like, oh god, I can't. Yeah. It's too much. It was way too much.
Do you think albums should be that length?
No.
Or should they be shorter?
Shorter, bro. I would say the sweet spot for me is 10 to 12.
Yeah, I think so.
But like,
give me an hour of music so I could like actually listen to it all the way through.
Well, how many songs were on Stillmatic? Like 6, 8? Or Illmatic?
Yeah, I was like, Stillmatic was a long album.
No. Illmatic was like 6 songs or some shit. Or like 8. It was short. But that one I felt like was too short.
I want to know before I guess. I'm trying to count them all in my head. It Was Written is fire too.
That's my favorite Nas album.
Yeah.
I was like a big Nas.
You're from Queens. You better be.
Back in the day, like I was like really big on Nas.
Memory Lane. It might have 10 songs on it.
I'm looking.
It might have 10.
Oh, it does have 10 songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. This is It Was Written. Oh, no. Oh, I'm not thinking of this one. What am I thinking of? I might be thinking of Stillmatic.
Illmatic's got 10, right?
Illmatic has 10, yes.
Yeah, see, yeah, I knew that. Damn, I look like a...
Nah, Stillmatic has 15. What yeah, album am I thinking of then?
It could have been like that his Lost Tapes album or something. Whatever.
I don't know, but...
But, yeah, like, people will say, like, yo, Illmatic, I like It Was Written just as much. As Illmatic.
They're all good.
Hip-hop
is dead.
Nas, one of the best rappers, one of the worst beat choosers of all time.
Yeah, but he just still does it.
Yeah.
He just still does it, because
his
bro.
Thing was Nas, It Was Written, I Am.
Nas is like
Nostradamus.
Half man, half amazing. The Delp.
That other shit that they did. But, so who's in your top 5 rappers? So it's... Kanye,
my top 5 rappers of all time?
Kanye,
that, like,
Cole.
Best rappers or like the ones that I like?
Yeah, it's yours.
Oh, I like, well, not, yeah, Nas is in there. Tupac's in there.
I like that we're talking about music. We don't really talk about music
ever.
That much. Yeah.
Even outside of the show.
I know.
Nas is in there. Tupac's in there. J. Cole, Kanye West, and then maybe...
Five's always tough.
Yeah. See, I respect Jay-Z so much, but I've never been like a huge, like, oh...
Yeah.
Like, I love Reasonable Doubt, but I don't really love everything else.
Right.
You know? And, like, he has great songs, and he's Jay-Z, fuck bro. Yeah, like, he's legendary, but, like, I yeah. never was like, your boy!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, the Black Album? Did you listen to the Black Album?
Yeah,
Do you know the Black Album well?
It's a good album.
It's a great album.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not Reasonable Doubt.
No. Reasonable Doubt wasn't even popping when it first came out.
That's your fire, bro.
And then it just caught on after. Once Biggie Ethan. Died, New York was kind of looking for, like, yo, like, what are we going to do? You got to think about it like this. This is how crazy rap is, right? 96, Pac dies. 97, Tupac dies. 98?
You just said Pac and then Tupac.
Oh, Pac dies and then Biggie dies in 97.
Yeah.
And then in 98, the real Slim Shady LP comes out.
What a fucking time to be alive.
And then in 1998, It's Dark and Hell is Hot comes out. So So these are how separated these rap superstars were within each other. Because DMX at one point was the biggest rapper in the world.
Yeah.
He had two platinum albums in the same year.
What? That's absurd. What about 50's album? When was that?
2002.
I remember everything about that album.
I could recite that fucking album in my sleep.
I love that album. But it's also just
What's your favorite song off that album? Mine's Heat.
I just was like, Heat. Yo, Heat's fine. That's why it's my gym playlist.
I'm going to get in the cup.
Yeah.
Man is fire, too.
It's beef cocking and dumping. There's no way to stop. It brings
out. Yeah. That shit used to get me hype in the fucking, when I used to exercise.
A little white kid. I used to exercise.
I was like, yo, put Heat on.
Yeah.
Put up on you with them things out. I was like, yo, this fucking shit is fire, yo. But Get Rich or Die Trying, that took over the world.
Yeah. Yo, by the way.
And then 2000. I'll say. Yo, and then 1999, The Chronic came out, 2001. I don't know why that album came out in 1999, but it was 2001. And then in 2000, the Marshall Mathers LP came out. Dude,
they lived through to some music, bro.
And then when did Graduation come out? 2003?
Graduation? I don't know.
Yeah. 2000.
It was later, I think.
I mean, the College Dropout. When was the College Dropout?
Oh, yeah. No, 03, Graduation right? was 07.
College Dropout was 03, right?
That sounds about right. 2004.
Like, what was going on between 2000 and 2004? It was like that Down South shit.
Like Ying Yang Twins?
Yeah, like Lil Jon and shit.
Yeah.
It was like 2000, and then M was still around, but then it was 50.
Encore, I think, was around there.
Encore, Get Rich or Die Trying. I think Jigga put an album out, too, around that time, but... Yeah, Jay-Z put an album out on 9/11, I remember.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
When was this? Yeah, 2004. 2004 was Encore.
And then when did Through the Wire drop, though? 2002, right?
Probably.
Yeah, dude.
I remember being on the bus in middle school. I remember being on the bus in middle school, and there was these two kids that were in eighth grade, and they were rapping all the words to it, and we all had Walkmans. Through the
Wire. Yeah, that song. Through the Wire. What happened?
I don't know.
The internet, dude. That's what happened.
Probably.
It's just...
Albums were so much cooler because it was like
that's all you had.
Yeah, it was. There was no like music that just dropped. There were singles, but like it was on the radio, and it was just like albums were just really fucking good.
Yeah,
you know. I will say, by the way, my fifth, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
he was there. Lollipop and all that. He was the biggest rap star in the world.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, he said, I'm the greatest rapper alive, and he just kept saying it until it was true.
Yeah, all of his mixtapes, like the Drought fucking mixtapes.
Oh, my God, the Drought 3, I know every single song, every single
lyric. They're so fire. Like, the Carter 3 was so fucking dope. The Carter 1, 2, and 3 were all dope.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
He was, you know, the reason why I love Lil Wayne so
Lollipop,
much?
Lollipop, the remix with Kanye, too, is insane.
Yeah. But, yo, Lil Wayne was on every single song that was on the radio.
Yep.
Like, every song.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the song starts, like, hear the... And yep. You're like, yeah, like you knew, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and he had bars too, though. Like Weezy could rap back then.
I loved him.
Yeah.
I loved him, man.
My top five of all time, in not any particular order, is DMX.
Biggie
for sure. Kanye. Jadakiss. Yeah, because I'm from that area, and he's a god to me.
Why is Jadakiss as hard as it gets?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Why the industry designed to keep the artists in debt?
And it's a toss-up between Nas and M for the last spot.
I missed M a little bit.
Yeah, you were just like a couple years too young for that tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I knew that, like the level, and I obviously like I lived through like
yeah, of course. You remember seeing and, like, yeah, you yeah, remember
all
seeing,
those like, albums like the Up in Smoke tour was fucking.
Dude, I remember running home from school to see like the Hi My Name Is video, like watching on TRL. It's like number one, and watching that.
Yeah, Carson Daly up there like again for the 419th week in a row. We have
yeah.
Eminem. Yeah,
and then I got the album and I was like, yo, I should not be listening to this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one time I had a Kid Rock album in my house, and the CD was just this. It was just printed on a CD of a middle finger. And my dad's like, what the fuck is this?
Was it Devil Without a Cause?
It was, yeah. That had like cowboy and like ball with the ball.
Yeah, Devil Without a Cause.
My name is Kid!
Yeah, that album was pretty good too, though.
A little racist.
Yeah.
Little Confederate. It's a little crazy.
I was a rapper, now I'm racist.
Yeah. I was a rapper, now I don't know.
Remember Bubba Sparks?
Call it Bob Bubba Sparks.
But yeah, I think that's my top five. Pun's close too, but he died too early.
Word.
Big Pun was fucking nice, yo.
And it's so hard.
Yo,
he was. Get in the middle of little. Everyone knew that.
That's like, the whole one.
Everyone knew that.
Packing a Mac in the back of the act.
That's, yo, that, sire, yeah. That song with Fat Joe was like, what's that called again? Twins?
Deep Cover.
Deep Cover.
Yeah.
That song is fire.
Yeah. The original Deep Cover's fire too. With fucking Dre.
Ready for war, dog. How you wanna blow the spot?
Damn, dude.
Music.
Sorry about that, guys, but you're going to have to deal with that.
That was just me and Danny talking.
Yeah. I would say hip-hop changed my life.
What's that?
Hip-hop's changed my life. 100%. It's had so much influence on me, more than anything else.
What are you, Lupe Fiasco?
No, I'm just saying. Think about it, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Think about
music
it.
Music does that. It's important.
Yeah, I think music and, like, comedians were the biggest influences on my life of all time. Like, South Park is such a huge influence on my life.
Never got into it. I don't know why, but I have to.
Yeah. I think you would love a lot of their earlier stuff. And then just hip-hop has been... Hip-hop influenced so much. Like, it's just the swag effect of hip-hop is just everlasting.
Wow, that was deep as shit.
I mean...
You're a deep guy.
I'm a deep guy.
I understand.
I just turned 30. You know what I'm saying?
You know how people always say, like, what kind of music do you like? I like everything.
Yeah.
I truly do, though.
Yeah, of course.
Like, if you look at my Spotify, I have a list. I have playlists that are hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, like, Avicii-style songs.
House,
not really house EDM. Music, but like EDM.
Yeah.
There's obviously hip-hop. A lot of classic rock. Yeah. I would say that's probably your
biggest genre.
Genre, yeah, is classic rock. And then... Like, I've dabbled in country. The only thing I've never, like, I can't get into is, like, opera.
I listen to opera.
Well, I mean, like, Ave Maria.
No, but, my grandma listened to it a lot, so it was always around. Like, Pavarotti and shit.
I like old shit, too. Like, I have, like
Andrea Bocelli.
I have an old playlist called Black and White Music, and it's all, like, Louis Armstrong and fucking Sam Cooke.
That's all the Righteous best music.
Brothers.
That's when, like, I used
Georgia.
To...
I used to hate
when my parents would be like, we had the best music. And I was just be like, nah, but I was like, yo, they were right. They did.
Yeah.
They had the best music of all time.
I always think about like Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
Right? Freebird is a ridiculous, like that.
Dude, yeah, that was Guitar two, Hero. It was so fun.
Two guys playing the same shit on the guitar at the same time and somehow, it was just absurd, right? Also, like, Van Halen, like, you have Eddie Van Halen playing this fucking solo.
With the cigarette and the fucking guitar fucking shredding that shit. They had the best music of all time. They did.
And I remember I watched a video of Leonard Skinner performing in person. I don't know if it was at, I don't think it was at Woodstock, but it was at, like, that might even be at the same.
They're doing Woodstock again.
Yeah, and people like died.
No, they're doing it again.
Oh, they're going to do it again.
Yeah. I think it's like the 50th anniversary
There's
something.
No one around good enough to be like connected to Woodstock.
Nah, it'd be like John Mayer and like a couple other
people. I mean, he shreds.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, but he doesn't shred enough to, like, his music doesn't shred.
No.
But he shreds.
He shreds. One of the best guitarists in the world.
Probably. But the video was like an outdoor sort of concert thing.
Yeah.
And they're playing, and I'm like, dude, I don't think these people even realize what they're watching right now.
I know.
Like, it's absurd.
Yeah.
They're so fucking good.
There's like a lot of like...
And like the Eagles and the Stones and the Beatles.
I know.
Like, you got to see all these people and Van Halen and fucking...
Yo, the Beatles had to stop playing live music because it was too... People were screaming too much. They couldn't hear the music. Isn't that crazy? Unbelievable.
I wanna hold your hand.
Yeah, but their music changed so much from like then... To like the shit that they were putting out when they like all started taking drugs and shit.
In the sky with diamonds.
Unbelievable. Rocky Raccoon. I love that song. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we think we can wrap up the music talk.
Yeah.
We've been talking for an hour and 40 minutes.
Hey, it happens sometimes.
It happens. Danny, where can they find you?
You can find me at Danny Lopriori on Twitter and Instagram.
And guys, go support the show by heading to patreon.com/thebasementyard. Patreon spelled patreon.com/thebasementyard. And you can follow me on all social media at Joe Santagato. And that is all.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Danny. I said happy birthday, but yeah, fuck you. All
right.
Happy birthday, Danny. Danny's 30, guys.
Thanks, guys.
That is all. We'll see you guys next time.